I have not seen Gail Swanson except on Facebook. You know how long it's been, Gail?
Years and years.
It's so good to see you again.
Oh, my God. It's so good to see you. It has been too long.
I do Facebook Live, but my phone's being used to try to restore my computer, so it's sitting in the other room. It's been on AppleCare for over an hour, trying to get things straight, but it's great. We're going to talk about you and your trip to Italy.
Okay.
You still play flute.
Yes.
I love your flute playing.
Thank you.
You got to perform with some of the great people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and open for so many wonderful friends here.
Yeah, I've had so much fun.
Doing great stuff.
See you on your next CD if you need a flute on a song.
I would love it. Okay. You got a deal.
Okay.
Absolutely. I've got my next CD is going to be Mother Earth is Calling, and I don't usually get that, but I already have like 10 lyrics written.
Nice.
All about the earth, because I had a very clear message that this earth needs help, and I've got to write about it because it's really important. So
yeah.
I've been getting all these downloads about it, so that's already in the works.
Oh, yeah. That's a great concept. Yeah. Good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely needed right now.
Yeah.
So Christmas is just a week away. Can you believe next week will be Christmas?
No, I can't believe it.
And you've had this dual life lately. You love going to Italy. You go.
I'm obsessed.
I can understand it. You know, we were just talking about the fact that there's a lot of people. Renato, of course, went to Italy, right?
He's living there now.
He's living there.
Yeah.
And they're saying that they're selling some of these homes for $1 to try to get people to move there. And there's been literally people lined up to get these houses they couldn't sell before. And some towns that were almost completely gone are getting a whole rebirth of people who are, people who have moved there, fell in love with Italy, right?
That's a trip. I know it's real, too. I heard people do buy a house for a dollar, but they're obligated to fix it up. And apparently it needs a lot of work. You know, it's so funny because we were talking about Ravello.
Yes.
Because you've been to Ravello.
Yes.
We were in Ravello one time, and there was donkeys taking some building materials to one of those little villas that you can't get to. You can't.
The cars can only go so far in Ravello.
Right.
And I have a funny story about that. I came to the train in Naples and had a reservation for a really nice villa in Ravello. And so we were met at the train by a guy with a blue jumpsuit. And he waved and said, and didn't speak English, and said he'd take the bags. So we went, okay, great, and he takes the bags. And we get out to the front of the train station, and in Italian, this big fight breaks out between the guy standing by a Mercedes who was there to pick us up and this other guy who was trying to, I don't know, kidnap us or just take our bags, who was not the real guy from the thing, but we didn't know.
Yeah.
And they literally got in a fist fight.
Oh, my God.
And the guy in the Mercedes says, get in the car. And then he locks the doors. And I'm hoping, is this the real guy or is the other guy the real guy? I think this is the real guy. And then it's a rainstorm and lightning and thunder. And then we drive in the lightning and thunder from the Naples airport down to Ravello. We're still kind of wondering, is this, because the guy doesn't speak much English, right? But he said in broken English, that guy's a criminal. It's like, no, this guy. So we land up finally going up to the hills and have to stop. At one point, he says, stop, get out of the, we need to get out of the car. I said, where's the hotel? Well, it turns out that the car can't drive down to where it's a villa is.
Yeah.
And you literally have to walk down because the cars can't even get in those small streets someplace. And we landed up getting to the villa, and it was okay, but it was one of the weirder ways to get to the... And we learned our lesson. You just don't take anyone who comes to the train and says, take your bags. And
Naples train station, too, is sketchy.
It's a little sketchy.
Best, yeah.
But Ravello is amazing, and it's not big, and it's known for its music festivals.
Right. And I have never been there for that. But I
haven't either, but I want to.
I love their piazza.
It's above... it's in the hills overlooking, there's some villas overlooking the ocean there.
Right, and they set up the whole orchestra area. I've seen I think it must have been there right before or right after because I saw all the, where it was set up.
What drew you to going to your first trip to Italy, and how long ago was that?
It was 2004 with my mom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know, I said, Mom, let's do a trip together. And we had to use maps. Like, we didn't have cell phone or GPS. We had maps. And so we were lost every single day, at least once a day, laughing and had the best time.
You go to Rome first?
We went to Rome on that trip, and Florence, and Chianti, and Tuscany, some hill towns, and Venice, and Siena. Yeah, we did a lot. And then I went back a few years later, and a few years later, now it's I try to go every year. It's been 7 or 8 times.
So, and you stay for a while, which is the right way to do it. When you go, you stay for about how long?
Three and a half weeks. How long did you stay when you went?
I think 2 weeks.
Yeah, not long enough,
Not long enough.
It's
no.
When you got to go that far.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a long trip.
Because after Rivella, we went down to Positano.
Oh, so nice.
But it was November, and it was cold. It was cold in Positano, but I love Positano.
Yeah.
And then back up to, I think, somewhere where the lemons grow. Above, just below Naples, where the limoncellos are—it's all limoncello country.
Yeah.
So you say you go now to one of your favorite places, which actually is known for over-touristing right now.
Yeah.
Cinque Terre.
Right.
What happened is the boat cruises have found it, and they go, and it's not—you can't get right in unless the weather's right. So you go down below to the coastal port there, and then they bus people in for the day.
Yeah.
But you go and stay there in Cinque Terre.
Right.
Where?
So I just happened upon Manarola, which is one of the 5 towns. Rick Steves had mentioned it in his book.
Oh, right.
Said it was the most picturesque of all the towns. So I think that's why we picked it. And I went with some friends that year, and we just, I was going to say we stumbled into a bar, but we didn't stumble in, we stumbled out. But we walked into this little bar in that town, and it turned out that the owner is a musician named Gabe, and every night is a jam session. And so now every time I go, I have all these musician friends there, and we all play, and I stay in the town so I can just, you know, be able to go play music every night.
Most of the towns are right on the ocean. Is that one
yes.
on the ocean as
yeah.
well?
Yeah, there's only one that's not, Cornelia. But all of them are on the ocean, but this one's small and it's sweet. And you know, like we were saying earlier, like when those hordes of people come midday,
yeah,
it's no big deal because you know you get the morning and the evening.
Yeah,
it's kind of like your own little town.
Yeah,
you know,
one of the towns got flooded. There was a
terrible storm.
Was that
really
that's not
bad?
The one. Yeah, that one had even the churches had like 5 or 6 feet of mud, and they had to clean it all up.
Yeah, it looked terrible.
Yeah,
even my favorite little gelato. Got
you know that one?
Mudded up.
Yeah. And is this one you go to, is that up north? There's like 5 in a row, and you can do a walk along.
Right. So I've never walked from town to town to town to town. I've done from Manarola to Ria Maggiore, which is like an easy one. And that's the Via dell'Amore.
Yeah, the Walk of Love.
Yeah.
So do they still do the locks and things?
People put the locks on the... on the fence there, but that's even been closed for quite a few years. So yeah, I haven't been doing the walk. But so you've got Monterosso is the big one at the end, at the top. And then as you come down, you've got Vernazza, which is really nice. Manarola, Ria Maggiore. Then Cornelia's up higher. Is that it? Yeah, I guess that's it.
So, and if people have been there, they know there's these lovely little cafes.
Yes.
Along the way, and really charming little things. And if you take a few moments to go off the beaten path and walk up into the hills.
And the vineyards,
They're beautiful, just beautiful.
So,
you go and stay for a week or two there? Do you go to other places when you go, or is it just all?
It's different every time depending on who goes with me. Mm-hmm. If I go with people that have never been to Italy before, they want to see a bunch of places.
Yeah.
My favorite places are go to Cinque Terre for about 4 or 5 nights. And then I go to Orvieto, which is an hour from Rome, a little hill town where I have friends, for 4 or 5 nights. And then, you know, if you feel like doing hill towns like Chianti or Tuscany, the little tiny hill towns, get a car and cruise around. I like doing that. Staying like out in the country at Agriturismo, you know, like a farmhouse that's been converted into kind of a B&B.
How do you find the ones that aren't over-touristic? Because everyone wants to go to Italy, and it's so different if you find the little places out in the country, but how do you go about finding those?
You know, I think I just go crazy on the internet.
Is
I just start
it?
Searching, and, you know, sometimes they'll have a picture of the family, and they'll say, you know, if you let us know ahead of time, you can join us for dinner. things like that, you know, like, and when you see that kind of a charming little place, you just kind of know. They're always fun, though. You know, they're always fun. They're always nice people.
And you found some good ones that way?
Tons of them. Yeah, tons of them that way.
What were some of your favorite places that you found like that?
There was a place by Montepulciano, and it was this little family ran it. I went with my friend Christy Jackson, who's a great musician, and they had a breakfast every morning and a dinner every night. Somehow we started playing music. They also sent us off on to visit their neighbor's castle one day, and the lady there gave us espresso, and we played some music. I mean, it's kind of like when I go there, I try to say yes to everything and just see how it unfolds. You know how it is when you're traveling, and just go with the flow, and there's always something really funny that's going to happen and something else really bizarre that's
going to
happen.
So you don't book it all before you go?
I do. Oh, you do? I book it all. Yeah. I want to know where I'm going.
I do, too. Yeah. I mean, some people say just go and wander, but I like to, especially since there's a lot of people who do travel to Italy now, you kind of have to know. But do you go, what's the best time of year for you to go, and when do you like to go?
I love September. Mm-hmm. September, October.
Yeah.
Love. Mm-hmm. I've gone in the summer, and I can't do the summer because it's
too hot.
So hot and so crowded. Yeah. And they have mosquitoes in the summer that are like gnarly. They're so bad. I was down south. We were going to have a big party. There was a big party at a villa. We were going to a friend's birthday. And the night before, I got bit on my eyelid, stung 3 times by a mosquito. And I woke up and I looked like Rocky Balboa.
Oh my gosh.
I had like this giant eye. And here I am in Italy having this great big fun party, and I look like Quasimodo.
Did you go with it that way?
I put sunglasses on, yeah. But children were scared of me. It was like,
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah,
it was scary. I wouldn't have guessed that about the mosquitoes.
They're really bad in the summer, and I welt up for some reason. I must be allergic to that mosquito, because in September, October, I don't have that problem.
It's funny. I was just talking to Fred Wong, married to Christine Wong. They just went down to Peru and Machu Picchu.
Yeah, I was listening to that.
He got bit so bad. I mean, his welts were like, even after he got back for a week, there were welts all over his leg that looked just terrible. I mean,
I wonder what that was.
Well, there's Machu Picchu mosquitoes that are pretty mean.
Easy for you to say.
They're pretty mean. I don't know what they're eating down there, but they like their blood, you know. But you don't count on those kind of things. You know, never do, and those kind of things can happen. Did you try spray or?
Oh my God!
Because
if you go into the farmacias there, right? Yeah. La farmacia, the ladies are all so smart, and you know, I have this thing. Oh, see, here you put this under your eye, and you put it. Be careful because you don't get it in your nose. It'll be better. You'll be better in a few days. Everything's, you know, stick an A on the end of everything. Sounds like them, but they gave me stuff.
It didn't work.
They gave me. I think I finally found something that kind of worked. It was like a. I don't know if it was kind of an antibiotic cream or something. I don't know. It was gnarly. So no summer trips for me. Ever.
I can understand that. I totally agree on that, too. So when you go, do you fly certain airlines to get there? Or what do you choose to fly?
You know, I've changed that over the years. Sometimes I do United because you can go United direct from Maui to Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago
direct
to
Chicago
Rome.
And that's perfect. I'm from Chicago, so I can see people. But I've gone through Dallas on American also, but that was a kind of a long layover. I like Alitalia. I've gone from L.A. to London and then to Rome, but now I don't like flying through London so much.
There's all kinds. Yes, it is. Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to see what flights are opened up, you know, but I like two long
ones. You plan about
ones.
4 months, 5 months out or 6 months? How far in advance do you plan
as far trips? As far out as I can line people up to go. I know who I'm going with this year, my friend Deb and her daughter Danny. I love traveling with them. So I'm just waiting for them to lock in the dates and then I'll book. Because what I like to do is use my miles and try to get a lay down flat seat. You know?
Well, that takes a lot of miles, my friend. You must have some miles.
I do, but if you book it way in advance, it's easier to get.
Yeah.
Or at least you can buy the ticket and use the miles to upgrade. But somehow, because it's a long trip.
It is.
Otherwise, kills your back.
I totally agree. Yeah. It does. Yeah. Yeah, and it's not good to get there and be so exhausted. Plus, you want to be able to stay awake when you get there, if it's in the morning, and make it all the way through the day. And usually you for some reason arrive around 5 or 6 in the morning or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And so you got to try to make it through the day for jet lag, because you can't just go to sleep when you get there, even if you're exhausted, unless it's nighttime, you know.
No.
So, but no, it's I do love Italy. I absolutely do. But you have to be careful these days. I mean, Rome is so, and again, the wrong time of year you don't want to do, but but Rome's kind of overdone, you know. But you know where I love, and I think our friend Steve from Casanova was just there, northern Italy by the lakes. Have you gone to Lake Como? And aren't those beautiful?
Up there. Yeah.
And there's not just Como, there's the other lakes around there that are really worth seeing as well.
So pretty,
They're beautiful. Did you go and do a trip there?
I did. Yeah. I've gone to Como twice, and I went did a cooking class one time. It was really fun.
Oh, yeah. Where did you stay?
We stayed in a villa. The name of the town kind of sounded like Vernazza, but that's not it. Verona,
right on the water.
I can't remember. Yeah. Anyway, that's the first time I stayed there. Second time I stayed there, friends of friends had a big villa, so we got to stay. So I'm not even sure what the town was there.
Nice.
But yeah, pretty. And then the cooking class was just some lady in her house. She didn't speak any English, and we went to her house, and she just like, we made pasta, we made this whole meal, and then she ran around her house and decided what gifts to give us.
Aww.
Like, she was really cute. She goes, oh, you play music? You know, her translator was there. You play music? Okay. And she'd run in the back and she'd give me a music book. And then she'd ask someone else, what do you do? And
do you speak Italian?
I'm like, maybe intermediate at best. Oh. Chelsea, do you know Chelsea Hill?
Yeah. She did a wonderful trip there.
She's an amazing teacher.
Oh, she was an Italian teacher. She's still doing it.
She's the best.
She
I
did
love
a
her.
Yoga retreat that I wanted to go to. Did you happen to get to that one?
I didn't go on the retreat, but I saw her over there. I got to hang out with her one year.
My.
Yeah, she's a blast, and she's the best Italian teacher.
Uh-huh. Like, you're taking from her.
I'm going to start up again, because I really love it. I want to be able to really talk to people.
It is totally different if you can even say a little bit, right?
Yes.
I mean, it does help, absolutely.
Helps a lot,
You know where I love, but I'm afraid it's over-touristed again, too. I love where St. Francis and
Assisi
is. I haven't been there in years. I was there before the earthquake.
Oh.
But I've heard it's gotten really, really big now. But have you gone to Assisi yet?
I went a few times, but you know what's really neat? Eve Hogan told me about a place right above Assisi. You go up to this forest preserve, and that's where he used to sleep in the caves,
and the monks. Really?
Yeah, and you walk through this forest.
And you can stay up there?
No, but you walk through. It's almost like this magical Zen forest. Really neat. And you can see where he slept, where they believe he slept in this little cave, and these other little caves where the monks were living, and they just were up there praying and meditating.
I want to go.
Oh,
where,
you got to go.
Where is the place? Do you remember anything about that? I'll have to ask
I'll send it to you. Yeah, I'll send you the name. I can't remember that. But there's another place near Cortona also that was like a place where St. Francis lived. And there's a couple like sacred, they're like sacred forests. That's what it feels like.
And you can walk right through the forest.
And you know how it is when you're in the hill towns in Rome. You're on concrete all the time.
Yeah.
So when you
cobblestone.
Cobblestone. But when you get into nature, and all of a sudden you just take a breather in the middle of your trip and you go to these forests, and it's just
See,
amazing.
See, I love doing that. I love getting out in nature, and I like exploring. So when I hear about what you're doing, Gail, I think this is the perfect way to travel.
You would love that place,
I absolutely would. Then there's the little towns along the coastline, and everyone goes to the big towns. Of course, we all know about Naples and Capri and all those things around there. But if you go a little north of there, there's some lovely little towns, Alba and places you can just a little north that they're little village
been
towns.
There. Yeah.
But you can go to some of those places and stay. And I think that's the only way, like you're doing, is to get out of places that are over-touristed right now and try to explore the other places. Even Tuscany became so popular because of the books and the movies and everything.
True.
You know, that you have to be able to know where to go in Tuscany now without it being, you know, overpriced or over-touristed, right?
True.
Do you even bother trying to go to Tuscany
I
anymore?
Do. I still like Montepulciano, and I like Volterra. I love San Gimignano. I like a bunch of towns. I know what to expect now. But my favorite, I love Umbria. Orvieto, because it's not that busy. It's not.
I would have thought Umbria was busy.
No, it's not as busy. You know, once they get a couple movies, they'll be busy. But, you know, Twilight, they did the Twilight movies in Tuscany.
Uh-huh.
They did Under the Tuscan Sun.
Right. Eat, so, Pray, Love.
Eat, Pray, Love. Yeah, that was Naples.
Oh, was that Naples? Yeah. Oh, okay.
I've never checked out Naples much. I'm scared of Naples. I actually love Rome, though. I really do. I like walking around Rome.
I like Rome a lot, but it's super crowded when I've been there always, you know. But I still like going to see St. Peter's. You've got to see St. Peter's. There's beautiful gardens. It's not Botticelli, something like that. There's this fabulous gardens that's owned by
Botti.
B-O-T-T-I,
I think.
Botticelli, no. That's the artist. It starts at the B and it'll drive me crazy.
I think it's Botti, Botti Gardens, isn't it?
And it's named after, it's, they also had, I don't know, a cosmetic line that was that. But it's a beautiful gardens, and there's a really great...
Oh, I'm thinking of Florence. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It's like Botta something.
Yeah.
Someone's texting you. No. but there's a lovely
Winifred
museum. Hey, right. Winifred. Hi, we love you. Do you know the name of the place we're talking about? But there's this lovely museum there inside, but it gets so crowded that you usually can't do it unless you book ahead. And there's amazing statues and everything that were owned by this guy that owned all of the gardens. It was private gardens for a long time. And that's not far. It's just outside. It's still in Rome, you know, but it's worth seeing. And there are places you can go in Rome. And, of course, you know, the restaurants are overpriced. I mean, they are mostly all, you
Some
know.
Some of them are, yeah. You know what? There's a place at the top of Hotel Raphael in Piazza Navona. Have you been there?
I think I stayed at Hotel Raphael.
Did you go on the rooftop restaurant?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
I love that place.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. How did you know about that?
Just stayed at Raphael one time, and I went up to the rooftop and went, you got to be kidding me.
It's a beautiful rooftop.
All those rooftops and churches and
big
giant pigeons. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
That's so funny you've been there.
And Florence?
Florence,
but you have to kind of go outside Florence now as well, because Florence has gotten super crowded now with
tourists.
It's
crowded, but do you go in the summers? Is that why?
I have sometimes. I have to say, I've gone lately on some of the cruises, and that's too much. It was much better when I went on my own.
Yes.
And not doing a cruise, you know, because it's too much when you go on the cruise. And I hate shore excursions when you're with 20 or 30 people. It's too much, you know?
Yeah, you got
to
just
go off. And I always like wandering off to myself. And I was so stupid in Florence. I found this, you know, how they're all into leather and you got to get leather. And I found this beautiful purse. And I thought, well, cool. I don't speak hardly any. I speak Spanish, but I don't speak Italian. So I was trying to get this purse with this guy. And I kept trying to figure out the price. And I saw something on it. And then he gestured to me to take my wallet. And he did, and then gave me the purse, and I went back. And then I realized when I was on the boat sailing away that all my money was gone.
Oh,
stupid me.
Oh no.
I just trusted him. He said he'd give me the right amount of money back, right?
Oh,
you know?
No.
And he just took all of my money. He took a couple hundred euros or something in there. It was like, oh, okay, that was really dumb.
Was he in the market or in a store?
One of those stores.
Oh, gosh.
One of the little stores.
We had a funny thing. We went there and bought these really cute purses. Oh, I didn't bring mine in. And I picked one. My friend Danny picked one. And my friend Deb goes, you know, I'm going to get the bigger one. Okay, see. Yeah. Hey, wait here. I go get it for you in the back.
Uh-huh.
I have it in the bag. It's a brand new in the bag. So we're like, okay. She brings it back out in the bag. And next thing you know, she takes it back to where we're staying. And I mean, she goes, it smells like fish. Like, my whole room smells like fish. We're like, what? He had give her like a knockoff. It didn't even have the same label. It was a knockoff, and it smelled like fish. And I guess when you have really bad leather, they use fish oil and eel oil.
Oh, my God, and she didn't even... See, you don't. When you're traveling sometimes, especially the people who are super charming.
Yes.
You know, that's when you have to be really careful, because this guy was super charming, and he was like, all that, you know. And I thought I had the right amount. I was giving it to him. He says, no. And he just, I'll take it. And it's like, no. But, you know, you still have to be careful. But that happens
but
in
most
the cities.
It
doesn't happen in the small villages.
Not
like
at
that.
All. And most of the time people are super honest and helpful there. You know, it's just, you know, once in a while you get a bad person anywhere, I guess. But.
And they've made some rules, which kind of surprised me on my last trip, because I'd go and you get your... I love just getting a little food and maybe the ice cream I'm trying to think of.
Gelato.
Gelatos are so good.
So good.
The last time I went to one of the little towns, get a gelato.
Yeah.
And then I'm outside trying to eat my gelato. And then I have the person come yell at me in Italian. Well, they've made rules that you can't eat outside on the sidewalks.
Where's that?
No. Yeah, you can't eat outside on the sidewalks of the food that you're doing. And they, there's some rules on this.
Where?
I forget what town in Italy I was at.
Never heard, because everybody's always walking around with gelato.
Not outside. the stores, okay. So it's like, okay, I'll go inside. But
that's
you pay
bizarre.
Extra to go inside and eat the food, right? But a lot of tourists were doing this and making a mess and clogging the streets up and stuff.
I don't
you
know.
Wouldn't know. I mean, it's like, I don't know.
I never heard that.
So when
oh
you go
gosh.
Back again, where are you going to go?
Well, we're going to go Orvieto and Cinque Terre for sure, because mm-hmm. My friends, I would never go without seeing them. And then I think we might
you
do...
You go by train from Orvieto to Cinque Terre?
Yeah, I love the trains there. Yeah, we take the train to Orvieto. And then the nice thing about Orvieto is there's a Hertz rent-a-car place right by the train station. So you can take a train, mm-hmm. spend some time in Orvieto. I even have my friend has a great rental there. And then just hang out in that town and decompress for a few days. Then grab a rent-a-car and go to Tuscany or whatever you're going to do.
And you don't get nervous driving?
No, I just get lost. I get really lost.
Well, this is not on the left side of the road, but the Italian drivers can be pretty crazy.
They're crazy. Well, the funny thing is, like, you'll just be going and you're watching the street. Okay, we're on this highway, we're on this highway, we're on this highway. All of a sudden, you're in someone's driveway. And you go, we didn't turn. How did that happen? So they turn around and somehow lose the road completely.
No, the worst part for me is the roundabouts.
Oh, yeah, they're bizarre. Yeah.
Especially if you're not used to driving them. And, yeah, because they can go rather fast, and you gotta know where you're going to get in and out of them.
Or just stay in there and go around the circles while you figure out what you're doing. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh, so fun.
And you'll go for about 3 weeks again?
Yeah, so we'll do Orvieto, we'll do Cinque Terre. I think we might do Venice. This time we're thinking of maybe branching out and going to, like, Croatia or something different.
Croatia's amazing.
I've never
been.
It's
the same story
there.
As Italy, because now it's become the cruise ships go, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you have to stay the night or something or go to some place that's not. I mean, all of the places are kind of over-touristed during the day if you go there in the high cruise time of year, because Croatia's become a regular stop for most of tourist ship. Yeah. The cruise ships stop there.
Yeah.
But it can be beautiful, again, knowing where you go and stay, you know. I'm thinking of where I went, and I think the most beautiful waterfalls I've ever seen, Split, is that what it's called?
I read about that place. Yeah. It's supposed to be beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah,
it's amazing. And you can walk around. It's like this loop. You walk through the different forests, and it's just gorgeous,
that
you know.
Sounds nice.
But you have to take a ride in, and it's not, you know, it's out. And it's weird getting to it. Hmm. You wouldn't know it's special at all, but then you get to that area, and it's beautiful. And there's a river there, and a lot of the heavy-duty rich people take their yachts, like Bill Gates, and takes a yacht up there and hangs out off the river and there, and then they stay near there and stuff. But it's charming and worth seeing for sure. But again,
something.
Knowing where you're going and taking it, if you can, overnight, so you can spend a little time there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe a week or two. I just always go to just Italy, and I need to go some other places. I went to Ireland one trip because the Doobies were playing over there, so I met Chris and Pat in Dublin, and we hung out and saw the shows. That was fun.
I love it. Yeah. I love Ireland. I want to go back to Ireland, but go to the West Coast.
You've gone to a lot of places.
Oh, yeah, I travel a lot. Haven't this year as much, but the West Coast is beautiful. You know, we only have a minute left. A minute and 30 seconds. But, yeah,
time
if you
flies.
Go to Ireland, go to the West Coast, fly into Shannon, and then you go up north from there. Maybe go down to the Ring of Kerry and around. There's some of the areas there. But you want to go to the castles and drive up north, and it's so beautiful. It's just amazing. And, of course, it's music everywhere.
The street musicians are amazing
there.
They
are amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing, you know.
Yeah.
And you can go and see the old, 2,000-year-old tombs and the Celtic influence and the Druids' influence there. You can travel up there and see that. But I love, what's next for you? We have about 40 seconds. What do you have coming up?
I'm going to play the Upcountry Sunday in Casanova's in March with Cheryl Ray. Actually, I've been playing with Cheryl Ray a bit.
Well, that's wonderful.
We've been working some stuff out, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're playing because you're a great musician.
Oh, you're so sweet.
No,
thank
I've
you.
Always thought you were extremely talented.
Well, you always supported me so much. I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. No, you do great stuff. And, you know, you're very humble and you do amazing stuff. And it's so great to see you.
Thanks.
I mean, it's a great excuse to have you come in and catch up with you.
I know. It is really nice to see
you. It's been way too long since we've seen each other. So. Maybe we'll do a trip to Italy sometime.
Yeah, there you go. See.
But we got to do Mele Kliki Maka to everyone.
Okay.
Next week. Amele Kalikimaka. Aloha.